The views and opinions expressed on Analyze This are entirely those of the on-air participants and do not reflect those of the station's board, management, staff, or underwriters.
Monday morning, and welcome to a Memorial Day 2023 edition of Analyze This here on your NPR station in the U.S. Virgin Islands, WTJX FM, with yours truly, Neville James. You know what I'm saying? It's a holiday. It's a federal holiday. The local question is, why doing it, huh? But no, we owe it to our veterans. Those who died in combat, those who we are memorializing today, to have analyzed this edition on this special day. One of the, I believe about 6 or 7 federal holidays. We're going to go over it with the boys in a little while. We're going to have a extended table talk this morning, starting anytime around 8:15, 8:20. But we got a number of issues to talk. Got some politics out in Texas. We got local run-ins. We got Memorial Day. We got a budget deal. Apparently, there's a budget deal. Marisol, see if you can find any article about the specifics of the budget deal. Apparently agreed to between President Biden and Speaker McCarthy to kind of ease some concerns and have Wall Street do what they got to do and all that stuff. So we got a great show coming up. I believe we got the weather service on the line, as we always do, to start the week. Good morning. Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Krista this morning.
Krista, happy Memorial Day.
You as well.
Okay, good. Krista, what's your full name so I could be more respectful from time to time?
Krista Smith.
Krista Smith. Okay, good. Let me make a note of that, because one of my listeners were teasing me about how you and I were having such a great conversation on Friday. So I had to let him know to mind his business. Yeah, he's not a part of this. So me and Krista Smith gonna have a good conversation this morning. Weather's still nice, a little cloudy, but I think it's okay, right?
Yeah, there were some clouds here too. It's not much in the way of clouds. It's just kind of higher clouds, which doesn't bring as much in the way of rain. But it's nice to look at, honestly, with the sunrise.
Yeah. I just came over a hillside there. When I drive to the station, I come over a hill and we got a beautiful view of the northern part of Christiansted, the harbor. It's really lovely outside, and the water's nice. The water's nice and calm.
Oh yes. We just don't have much in the way of waves, and we've only got a little bit in the way of showers. It's a pretty beautiful day. It's a good day for Memorial Day, to be honest.
Why isn't our visibility better though? For some reason, our visibility has not been as clear as it has been in previous years. Throughout this year, for some reason, our visibility has been impacted. Can you explain that phenomenon to the listeners?
I think, honestly, most of what we've been seeing in terms of the visibility impact has been we have some extra moisture that's kind of been hanging in the air in the mid-levels, and when we haven't had the moisture, we've had dust. So we've just kind of been trading off one for the other. So it's not been much in the way of weather, but it's just enough to kick some, especially with some of the winds we've been having off and on. Mm-hmm. Especially with y'all being a smaller island, you get some of that sea salt into the air too. That can also decrease the visibility a little bit.
Okay. Now, typically, holidays is family beach day, group beach days and all that stuff. Is today a good day to go to the beach?
Today is very likely a good day to go to the beach. We have a low risk of rip currents, which is a rare enough phenomenon, especially for you guys. But not only that, the weather should be pretty good for most of the day. I would say the main concern for y'all in the USVI would be the western sides of the island might see some showers during the afternoon. Most of it will be off the coast. But I know yesterday we did see some of those end up hanging out just on the coast a little bit once the streamers developed during the midday, early afternoon. So in the west parts of the islands, you could see some showers in the afternoon, but overall, it should be a fairly beautiful day.
Okay, what about beachgoers? Our boaters. I'm sorry.
That's all right. For the boaters, we have seas up to, maybe 4 feet or so, and that's in the offshore Atlantic waters, where they tend to be a little bit higher. For the most part, near and between the islands, we're looking at on the order of about 2 to 3 feet for the most part. So overall, honestly, this is about as good a day as we could hope for.
Okay, good. What about tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday?
We're looking at kind of more of the same in terms of the seas, certainly. We might see a little bit here and there in the offshore Atlantic where we might get a little above 4 feet. The rip current risk does stay low for the most part into late week, really. And as for the weather, we don't have a ton in the way of moisture coming in probably until... Yeah, maybe mid to late week this week we might see the winds shift a little bit, become a little bit more southerly and pull some more moisture down from over the Caribbean. So typical conditions, I would say, through midweek at least. And then maybe Thursday, Friday or so, we might see a little bit of an increase in shower activity, especially for St. Croix during the overnight and morning hours.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, just typical conditions.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, John. We'll get back with you towards the latter part of the week.
All right.
So we can get a weekend preview and all that stuff. If you see the homeboy, Robert Mitchell, you tell him his people up in the islands, say hello.
I will.
Appreciate that. Thank you, Krista.
You're welcome.
You're good. Bye-bye. That's Krista Smith down there in... the National Water Service in San Juan. I've got a number of people we talked to down there. Gloria Rivera, Mary Angeles, Carlos Anselmi. I haven't spoken to Carlos in a while. I like talking with him. Of course, Robert Mitchell and Pagang. Ian. I think his name is Ian Pagang. Ian Colong, I think it's Pagang. So, got a good thing going on down there. And of course, Ryan Chambers. You know, our guy. Graduated. His name is going to come to me. He's a big shot now up in D.C. But I used to call him the professor, you know. I think his name is David. Yeah. So good thing going on down there, and I'm looking forward to, you know, continuing this relationship with the National Water Service in San Juan. You know what I'm saying? So... it's all good, and we appreciate whenever we call them. They are there for us to give us some guidance. That's it, and it's all good. So today's Memorial Day, you know, and of course, you know, we'd like to do our history. As a matter of fact, the first Memorial Day during the Analyze This window was in 2020, and we didn't find out about how high impacting that Memorial Day would have been until a day or two later, because on, I think it was the 25th that year, right? Because today is the 29th. So in 2021, it was the 31st, because Memorial Day is always on the last Monday in May. Right, so if it was the 25th in 2020, that means the 24th would be a Monday in 2021, which means Memorial Day would be the 31st, because they got one more Monday after the 24th. It's a 31-day month. So it was the 31st in 2021, the 30th in 2022, and now in 2023, it's the 29th. And then next year, it's going to be the 27th. Because we got a leap year coming up, so we skipped 2 days. So, yeah, George Floyd, right? The George Floyd murder took place on Memorial Day Derek Chauvin, murdered him and was found guilty subsequent to that in 2020. So this is our fourth go-around here on Memorial Day. So I definitely want to thank the staff for making this happen. You know what I'm saying? And we want to give a shout-out to all Americans, in particular Virgin Islanders, who may have died while serving in combat. Because that's what Memorial Day is all about, you know? And originally was referred to as Decoration Day, right? And it's a good article, Fox 5 Atlanta, right? That speaks to it. And there's a lot of history behind this as well. But I was on, I believe it was sometime in April or March, one day, because I had a conversation the night before with my godfather, right? Bye, fella. Winston Foy out of Queens, originally from St. Thomas, right? Good morning, Cindy Bartlett. How are you? Uncle Bai, right? And we were talking about, and he was talking about when Winston Ramo and Gladstone Callwood had died in the 60s, and all them were teenagers or in the 20s together, and that was a very traumatic thing to see young Virgin Islanders who had enlisted, some had enlisted through New York, some through the Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico. And so we had a great conversation tonight. He also mentioned Clarence Van Beeverhout. So I went to this website. Right, first of all, you could go to www.fox5atlanta.com, FOX5ATLANTA.com. And they have an article, Memorial Day, 5 things to know about the holiday, including its controversies. And you'll get all of the information. A very, very good article, right? And it talks about 600,000 service members, both Union and Confederate, were killed in the American Civil War between 1861 and 1865. There's little controversy over... Check that phone there, Danny. Somebody should be calling us. Rocky should be calling us soon. There's a little controversy. There's little controversy over the first national observance of what was then called Decoration Day. It occurred May 30th, 1968. Okay? After an organization of Union veterans called for decorating war graves with flowers which were in bloom. And there's different photos and all that stuff. And then there's a story from a Yale history professor. Yeah, he points to May 1st, 1865, when as many as 10,000 people, many of them black, held a parade, heard speeches, and dedicated the graves of Union dead in Charleston, South Carolina. So a lot of history as to, you know, to what we got our history here. And I listed 10 names, and we're going to get to them shortly. But I want to bring in a ranking member, Rocky Leibold, because, you know, today's a holiday. I really supposed to be bothering these generation done members like myself on this holiday. But I appreciate them joining me this morning. Good morning, Mr. Ranking Member out of St. John. What's up?
Good morning, Mr. President, and good morning to your listening audience and this Memorial Day weekend.
Good.
And we just want to thank those families who given the ultimate sacrifice.
Without a doubt.
For us to be here today.
Without a doubt. And
that's awesome. You know, Neville, one of the things about the Virgin Islands that makes us different, that we volunteered to go.
Yes, sir.
You know, we volunteered to go in the conflict. We you know, you name it. We had members in just about all the conflicts from the Virgin Islands.
And that's from back in the World Wars, you know, right?
Because that's right. That's
my oldest right. Uncle, Wilfred, who died in he died. Would you believe this, Rocky? The day that. My first election day on 9/11, 2004. That's the day my uncle died, Wilfred. Wow. And he was 92 at the time. Let me see. 2004, and he was born in 1912. Yeah, he was 92, and he served in World War II. And so that means that he would have been between, born in 12, where World War II was 1939 to 1945. So he would have been between 27 and 33 years old at the time. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, I got you.
Yeah, man. So I will run it. I don't call out Winston Ramo, Gladstone Callwood, Clarence Van Beverhout, right? And then remember, we had a number of casualties in the Iraqi freedom thing. Remember in the early part of the new millennium?
Yeah.
Right. So I read an article and a source, and they listed seven, right? R.L. James, Kendall Thomas, Jose Emmanuel Rosario, Shane Goldman, Jason Lynch, David C. Canigata III. I know him personally. That's Toshi. And Floyd Everett Lake. So those 10, and I'm sure there's others, you know what I'm saying? But the names we want to recognize them. And then there was a documentary, right, that was done by a lady named Miss Keenan. Remember I was referencing my conversation with Bai. That's, you know, Cindy Bartlett from the legislature, right? That's her uncle, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he lived in New York. Remember you and I spoke with him on a conference call one time, right? And
That's right.
And I think Alvis Christian, right? Alvis was part of that as well, right? Remember you hooked that up?
That's right.
That was a great conversation we had, right? So, I want to thank you for that because he and Alvis go way back.
You know, Alvis also had family who there, I think the name Vigosor, and Kindle. The name Kindle from John Folly was one of the names that, you're reading, you should find it somewhere along the line.
Yeah, well, check this out, right? But check this out. There's actually a website called www.vvmf.org, and it said Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund, right? Yeah, that's what it is, right? And you could type in the names, right? And you'll see how old it was. They have a picture. A picture when they were born, the day they died, and that's where I got the Winston Ramo, Gladstone Callwood, and Clarence Van Beaver information.
Okay.
You check, Bai. Winston Ramo was 4 days shy of his 22nd birthday, right? Gladstone Callwood was 20 years old, 20, Bai, right? And Clarence Van Beaverhout was 36 years old. You know what I'm saying? I mean.
And Van Beverhout, let me tell you the name, Van Beverhout, also, I think one of his probably great-grandfather was from St. John. He used to live in a place called East End. East End of Palestine, St. John.
When you start to talk about certain parts of St. John, you know, I don't get excited, right? Because you know that's my speed. You know what I mean? To you, let me know. Remember, I tell you that. You let me know about Lamashow. But Lamashow with the tech title, no, Rocky. Don't do that, Rocky. Don't do it. Check this out. We got to a break. We should get Ducks and Rani to be joining us. Because we got a number of things to talk about.
More about
Memorial Day. Definitely going to talk about Nadal and Djokovic as well. Because the French Open started yesterday. We'll take a break. Come back. Memorial Day edition. Of Memorial Day Edition 2023 and analyze this. Be back right after this.
New business opportunities at Banker St. Croix. Banker St. Croix offers deposit banking products, business online platforms, and commercial loans. Our SBA lending department offers financing options and access to capital for businesses. Bank of St. Croix has two locations, one in Gallows Bay, 340-773-8500, and Peter's Rest, 340-713-8500. BankofSt.Croix.com. Bank of St. Croix is an equal housing lender.
Listening to the wings of a monarch butterfly. What a magical thought.
They arrive here on the Day of the Dead, which we celebrate here in Mexico. And a lot of the indigenous people believe that it's the souls of their ancestors that are returning. You know? And it's very spiritual.
That's On Point with me, Meghna Chakrabarty.
weekdays at 1 p.m. on WTJX FM 93.1.
Great question. That is a great question.
And that's a great question.
Wow, that's another great question.
That's a great question.
Oh, that's a great that's a great question.
That is a great question.
What a great question.
On Fresh Air, you'll hear unexpected questions and unexpected answers.
Weekdays at 2 p.m. right here on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
I'm Scott Tong from Public Radio's Midday News Magazine, Here and Now. We bring you all the news that happens between the morning headlines and the afternoon wrap-up. Plus, conversations with authors and artists, stories that affect you, maybe a story about you. So join us for NPR's Midday News Magazine, Here and Now.
Weekday afternoons from 3 to 5 p.m. right here on WTJX FM 93.1.
Back here on Analyze This Memorial Day Edition 2023, Memorial Day Edition, and we got Rocky Labor on the line. Of course, you know, we do a table talk on Monday, so we got the ranking member. Haven't heard from the other boys yet. We're trying to make that happen. But in the meantime and in between time, we got a number of things we're going to talk about. We're wrapping up our conversation. We want to talk a little bit about the French Open. You know, Rocky's a big Djokovic fan, and Djokovic, since the Australian Open, he hasn't been as dominant as he normally is, but this is a Grand Slam. So for all we know, he might find his form and win his third French Open title. But before we do that, Rocky, I wanted to tell you about this website, right? The one I was telling you about, the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund.org, www.vvmf.org, right? Excuse me? Yeah, okay. We're working together, Rocky. Back, you might be disconnected. Check out, right? This website is so cool, right? There's a search engine in it. And I typed in Clarence Van Beverhout's name, right? And Rocky, you're back on the line, right?
Yeah, back on.
We had a problem.
I got cut off.
No, we good now. That'll happen. We good now. As long as you're back on now, we good. What I was saying, right, is this website, the www.VietnamVeteranMemorialFund.org, VVMF, and it's a search engine. So when you're typing somebody's name, like when you're typing Winston Ramo or Gladstone Callwood or Clarence Van Beverhout, the way the search engine set up, right? All Clarence don't come up. Anybody who named Vance or like Van or Beverhout, the name gonna come up.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Type in Vegasaur.
What's the name?
Vego Suor, S-E-W-E-R.
Okay, that's Vietnam as well?
No, that's Korea.
That's Korea. Okay, I got to look for the Korea. I got to look for the Korea.
I got Vietnam. It got Kendall George. You should see that one easier.
Kendall George, okay. Vietnam. Okay, yeah, I got to look for that one as well. But here is what I was saying, right?
Yeah.
Is that when you type in any name, right? This engine is so awesome, right? That it recognizes anybody whose name has a sequence spelling like the name that you write in, right? So
type in.
So I put in Clarence Van Beverhout, right? The name Vance Martin Evans come up. He's from Iowa. Rocky, he was born on May 5th, 1949. He died October 23rd, 1969. 20 years. Right? Wow. They had a next guy. Check this out, though. Clarence Lovis Evans. Lovis Evans. He was born February 14th, 1949. He died January 31st, 1968. He didn't even get to make his 19th birthday, Rocky. We were literally sending our chair and them.
To fight
against this communist aggression that was going on over there on the other side of the world, in the Pacific Rim.
Exactly.
You check what I'm saying? All these young names. This next one, Van Chaffee. You see, I type in Van Beaver out, and Van Chaffee, his didn't come up. He was born August 19th, 1946. He died May 25th, 1967. He didn't even get to see his 21st birthday. Oh, gosh, Rocky. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
So we definitely owe it to our...
That's the ultimate sacrifice.
The ultimate sacrifice. So we definitely owe it to them as well. I believe the boys have made the connection. Mr. Majority Leader, you in the mix?
No, he in there.
He in there. Okay, this is Ronnie.
Yeah.
Mr. President, how are you?
I'm doing well. I can't complain.
Okay, good. Happy Memorial Day.
You know, it's a day of what celebration and mourning in both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mr. President, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Rocky. Good morning, and good morning to the wonderful audience.
Rocky, the name come up, Kendall Emmanuel George.
Yes, you see what I tell you?
He was born in 1942. And Veterans Day, 11-11-42. Imagine that, huh? He was born on Veterans Day, 1942, and he was a casualty on December 2nd, 1966. So he was 24 years old, and he enlisted through New York because they got New York here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. He was a Marine.
Yeah.
He was in the Marine Corps. Wow.
Homegrown,
yeah, man, yeah. So let me write down his name here as well, Kendall George. You know, Ronnie, what we're doing is we're recognizing a number of Virgin Islanders who gave the ultimate sacrifice serving the country, you know what I mean? So today's Memorial Day, so we know we got a lot of things we want to talk about, but we definitely want to take some time to recognize our fallen brothers and sisters, you know?
Yes, and, we have a couple in St. Croix for sure.
Yeah, I mentioned Toshi a little earlier.
Yeah. Was it was a very difficult time here. I could imagine, for families and everybody because the status of the territory was, marginal, and here we have people enlisting and making the ultimate sacrifice, as you said.
Rocky was mentioning there was a time when it was volunteering.
Yeah.
Virgin Islands.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, my dad and a lot of people, Johnny Chambog, Alexander Farley, a lot of them volunteered for the armed forces.
Roy Schneider, right? Schneider was a Vietnam vet, right, Rocky?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're Vietnam Red, yeah.
Yeah. Gentlemen, I was thinking...
But you know something, guys?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know something, guys? That you know what's bad about this whole scenario? Is that the families, up to this day, those people who put their lives out there, come home and struggle. They struggle. I mean, even the veterans, they still go through all kind of hardship that... And they're giving so much of themselves and... We still haven't made it right, to me. We haven't, as a country, you haven't made it right for those people. You know, they still got to go through this, pass and bustle some of them with all kind of illness and you name it, just where it all, they come back. Some of them, they can't hear, they lose their sight. They lose just some part of them. I mean, it's a real struggle for us as a people, to me, and the country itself, America, has to do better than that.
Well, Rocky, you touch on something that impacts me and Ronnie over here and us on the St. Croix side, because remember now the Fountain Valley Massacre, Ronnie, right or wrong, right? That is actually a microcosm of what Rocky is talking about. That's how some veterans felt, and I mean, they went way over the top, and we've been penalized for that for over 50 years now. But there is truth to that, Ronnie Russell.
Yeah, valid analysis. And the truth is, America dealt with veterans of the various wars very differently. When the guys came back in World War II, came back, as heroes, and then Korean is a watered down one, and then they treat the Vietnam veterans as they didn't do not for the country. It's, you know, but it's all the dynamic of the social structure in the country, and, you know, the leaders not really recognizing the sacrifice of our life for the country. And it's, as we move forward, you know, World War II had a different concept, and right now, Vietnam has a sort of bad concept of what veterans did, and, you know, all we're looking at now is these, the Iraqi war and that kind of thing, and they ain't treating the veterans correctly.
Well, you know,
definitely ain't.
But you know, the Vietnam War actually is a landmark conflict because there was a political dynamic that had never been in effect before that. You know, back then it was just, okay, we ain't fighting, we're not having any domestic issues at home because our boys, they're away, World War One, World War Two, Korean War, so we just supporting them blindly. You saw protests against the Vietnamese War, and that was a turning point in America's history, Rocky Laybutt, where you had mass, I mean, just nationwide, right? Revolt against what they felt was an unnecessary involvement.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So that one, that Vietnam War in particular, right, is very, very significant because it brought in the political dynamic that didn't exist prior to the Vietnam War. By the way, gentlemen.
But not only.
No, go ahead. No, go ahead. Go ahead, Rocky. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying that I know people suffered from what they call it, Agent Orange.
Agent Orange, yeah.
Yeah, man. Some of old people right here in the territory.
Yeah.
That was a time, and most of our people went to Vietnam for some point or the other. And they come back, you can't get a house, you can't. I mean, no kind of a program. Up to now, the territory doesn't have a place where, like, a veteran hospital, per se.
No, we got Puerto Rico, right?
Worry about going. Yeah, them kind of things, too. You know, those are things that would need to be done here. You know, find a place, even if it's a mini hospital, you know, have something for them that, you know, make their life feel appreciated and their families, you know, for what they've done. Anyway.
No, check this out, right? You know that I don't hear me, right? Bragging about the greatest asset of the program is the audience, right? Haney Harris just sent me a name, right? He said, he sent me three other names, Lambert Gomez, Rudolph Joseph, and Andrew Lang, right? Vietnam casualties from Fredericton. And I type in Lambert Gomez and Rocky and Ronnie, the whole name come out, Lambert Anselmo Gomez. That really sound like a Virgin Islands name for church. Check us out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's appreciative. As well, I just typing in the name them here to see if Andrew Lang, and see if it come up. Okay, this is an awesome site for anybody who might be home today and you want to do a little, you know, a little recollection and some research. www.vvmf.org, and we're looking for the Korean site as well. You go check Andrew Alfonso Lang out of St. Croix. Teach you again, Rocky. Born May 27, 1948. Died June 24th, 1968. 20 years old, Ronnie Russell. These are babies, man.
Yep. Yep.
Wow.
And Rocky hit the nail on the head. You know, they have never been properly compensated by the country that they went to fight for.
Nope.
Compensated and taken care of medically. And Rocky were right, you know. And it's a problem. We don't face it alone here, you know. It's across the nation, veterans have had a tough time, especially Vietnam veterans. You know, the homeless thing in California, a lot of things happening.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Ronnie, you bring up a good point. I saw a documentary where a lot of them living on the freeways and all kind of thing, homeless.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. But, gentlemen, you know, one of the things, you know, all four of us were legislators, to include Ducks. I think it's safe to say, I was talking to Bai about this, that the GI Bill might be the greatest piece of legislation that was ever enacted in American history? The GI
that's
Bill.
That's a good, you know, he had some. Social Security was great too.
You're right for Joe. Let's just say among the most impacting, you know, bills that were passed.
Yeah, and you know, people don't give Obamacare credit, but Obamacare up there high too.
Yes,
and you know, some other legislation. Yeah, because you know, these bills provide a wide, broad range of services and coverage for all Americans, and that's what it is. Social Security, Obamacare, we go down the GI Bill, you know. So you got to have a broad vision, and you know, the country has to sometime, you know, face some difficulty for them to come by this. That's what Social Security and the GI Bill came about, and Obamacare, you know. So we move in slowly to give, you know, the citizens their due, but America moving along slowly, but it's doing it, you know, in its own way, let's put it that way. But you know, so I think the GI Bill was big.
No, but you're right. But keep in mind, Rani, you just hit the nail on the head. And Rocky, I think you could appreciate this. This crisis is what creates some of the greatest legislation.
Because crisis brings opportunity.
Yeah,
Crisis brings opportunity.
And Rocky, after the Great Recession in 2008, we needed the American Recovery, right? The IRA Bill, right? Where we had to reinvest back in America to get the economy back again, to get the economy going. And what caused that? Well, the insurance well, guys, and banking failures.
Yeah, guys.
I
agree with what you guys talking about, the GI Bill and Social Security, of course. But I want to give a little prop to our people here in the territory.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we had some visionaries, you know. And it may sound costly, etc., but you see that retirement system that these guys created?
No, man.
That's one of the vision and visionary and better things for people. You know, whoever came up with that plan to really look at folks after they saw for 30 years plus, that was a good thing. It was a great thing, to be honest with you. It may be costly, and maybe they never anticipated all of this here and people living longer, etc. But the concept behind of it is really better than most places.
Rocky,
I mean, Rocky,
the GRS is a major economic engine in the Virgin Islands. We're talking about, don't soften what you're saying. You're right for sure. It's a tremendous piece of legislation. But that's what we're supposed to do, right? They do things at the national level. We were elected and compensated, right, to bring forth meaningful legislation that will impact us, because our politics is local. You follow what I'm saying? So you're absolutely correct. And we got to give our forefathers and foremothers their props for what they did. We'll take a break, come back, wrap up the conversation on Memorial Day and touch on a number of different topics right after this. We'll be back. Memorial Day edition of Analyze This 2023.
PBS NewsHour has a rich legacy of in-depth reporting and strong storytelling.
Only four people have sat in that chair before us, and the enormity of this moment is not lost on me. People turn to us because they know they can hear from trusted sources of information and news.
That won't change a bit, even as the faces behind the desk change.
Good evening. I'm Jeff Bennett.
And I'm Amna Nawaz.
Weekdays at 7 p.m. on WTJX TV, Channel 12.
You know exactly how you take your morning coffee. Knowing where to get news you can rely on is just as simple. Listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
From 6 to 8 a.m. here on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands. You can also listen on demand via the WTJX app. Available for download from the App Store and Google Play.
So I spent the past year trying to figure out what news designed for 21st century humans might look like. One of the things that really stuck with me was that we now know that humans actually need hope to get up in the morning. And I don't think as a journalist I ever thought about it that way.
We're always looking for new and better ways to understand the world we live in. That's On Point with me, Meghna Chakrabarty.
Weekdays at 1 p.m. on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
These days, people go to great lengths to shed the stress of daily life. There's acupuncture, deep tissue massage, meditation, yoga. At All Things Considered, we offer our own type of healing, invigorating news stories that span the rainbow of human experience. Nourish your mind and escape from the ordinary. Weekdays on All Things Considered from NPR News.
From 5 to 8 p.m., right here on WTJX FM 93.1.
And we're back here to analyze this Memorial Day edition. I got Ronnie Russell joining me from Out of the West. Good morning, Ronnie Russell. How are you?
Doing well. Morning, Rocky.
Good. And we got...
wonderful audience.
Without a doubt. Great audience. And Armando Rocky Labor from Out of St. John, Love City. Good morning. Numero uno en la papeleta.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. President. Good morning, Ronnie Russell. I should say president also. The president, what you call that? What was the word you used?
Ducks.
The extraordinaire?
Yeah.
No, there's a word they use at UVI, man, when you are...
Emeritus?
What the... No, yes, emeritus. Yeah, that's it.
That's you. That's it. You the one who solved two terms as president. You's our president emeritus, man. Yeah. Ducks join us yet, or what?
Yeah, I'm here.
Man, what's up, Mr. Majority Leader? Glad to have you on.
Good morning, gentlemen. President Emeritus. All the presidents, man.
glad to have you on and be a part of the Memorial Day discussion. I was mentioning Ducks, that there's a search engine for our Vietnam vets who were casualties in the war. And you type in their name and all the names come up. They let you know where they enlisted. So Haney Harris, one of my listeners, he sent me a name, Lambert Gomez. So I type in Lambert Gomez and his full name come up, Lambert Anselmo Gomez. And what was interesting, Docs, Rocky and Rani, is he was enlisted in the Marine Corps out of Los Angeles. And what this is another example, Ducks, of so many Virgin Islanders who moved down to the mainland, right? During that transition time. Normally, the majority of the Vietnam vets who enlisted into the Army in general did so out of New York. Right. But this is the first one I see where one of ours listed out of Los Angeles, California, man. This is awesome, man.
Of course it's awesome. I mean, remember when they came from the Virgin Islands, a lot of them were proud to be Americans.
You know the song,
I'm proud to be an American, of which I know I'm free, and they wanted to serve too. Plus a lot of them it became a conduit for employment.
Opportunity. Yeah, man.
Employment opportunity for school. And all of that, Virgin Islanders, they want to go to school and they want better employment opportunities. So,
without a doubt. I was telling Rocky and Ronnie that the Vietnam War was the first time where Americans were openly opposed to American involvement in a war, right? And we had nationwide protests. And you went to a school where big things happened at Kent State. Of course, that was 10, 15 years later, but you still went to Kent State, stands out on his own with respect to, and Berkeley, and Cal Berkeley, right? But more Kent State, because lives were lost because of an incident that took place at Kent State in Ohio.
Kent State in Ohio, when I got to school there, there's still on that incident, there's a celebration every year.
Has
As
to
a
be.
Matter of fact, in one of my classes that I enrolled in, we did a simulation of the trial.
Wow.
I was one of the attorneys on the panel, and we simulated the trial. And to this day, they cannot find how live ammunition got into those guns.
No, so hold up a second. Hold up a second. All these years when I was referring to you as an attorney without portfolio, you literally got portfolio caught this year, Kent State, man.
That was your classic experience. I like the great
Rani is our lawyer with portfolio here and the table talk, but you got some portfolio in your own right, man. I hear you.
Yeah. Raki, part of the class was a simulation.
He came into the legislature in 1999, but he done had an advanced calculus debating course already, man.
It was an excellent experience, believe it or not. And when I came home, I was supposed to go back to law school.
No. We attacking French now. We were supposed to go back to law school. That's my biggest regret.
Never did. To tell the truth, man, as a matter of fact, back then, working in the legal comes with Mike Martin, Harold Hatfield, and these guys. I had an opportunity under Leon Hess to go back to law school and Hess, but like I say, something happened. Hess was supposed to pay. I got accepted at Ohio, Kent State University, the Southern University, Howard, and Akron U.
Mm-hmm. University of Akron. Yeah.
University of Akron, yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
But never went back because I had some
run-ins.
Family problems.
Run-ins. That's some family run-ins to deal with. One of the things that we got to say, because remember I brought up the GI Bill, and you mentioned some other tremendous pieces of legislation, Social Security. Raki mentioned the creation of the GRS, which is a local bill, and all that stuff. You know, while we might struggle in areas of engineering and in comparison to other countries who recognize the need to get into science and all that stuff, we've really done a good job in America in terms of the number of institutions we have at the community level, at the state colleges, private religious schools. We really don't have any excuse, Rani, for not having a highly literate society in America and in the Virgin Islands. We don't. It really is about coming together and having the discipline and making sure that curriculums are in place and get learning there, because the opportunities are there, Rani.
Absolutely, and I think we're doing pretty well comparatively. We like to put ourselves down a lot.
I don't like that
because I think UVI is a stellar institution. Mm. And I went to it and I got a great education, and a lot of people coming out of UVI now with, you know, great education. And the testament, Neville, Rocky, and Doc, is that Virgin Islands does have done well wherever they went, and they're still doing well. It ain't only in sports. In every discipline, you know, in every discipline, we have done well and we have excelled. And despite, you know, the negatives that people like to say, I think we should be very proud of the Virgin Islands in what we have achieved over the, you know, the span that we've been an American territory, you know. We did well when we were Danish too. So,
oh, gosh. Did very well.
Yeah, so it's a testament maybe to the fact that we're in the Caribbean and we have good sun, sand, sea, and everything, and we could thrive. I don't know, but we have done well. And, you know, when Rocky and you were talking about the Memorial Day celebration, you know,
decoration originally Decoration Day, May 30th, 1868.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the truth is, you know, we have made the ultimate sacrifice too for this nation.
That's
and,
right.
You know, we run the gamut of everything that was necessary to keep this nation alive. And, you know, some challenging it now, and they don't want it to be fair, and they don't want their things to. But I don't believe they could succeed. And the nation is too strong, and the moral and ethical compass that the nation has followed over the years, I think, going to prevail. So I don't believe they're going to win out.
I
feel proud of being a Virgin Islander.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. And Rocky, locally, the term is run the route, but, you know, we got a lawyer here, Ronnie Rossi, said run the gamut. That's the kind of education, that's the kind of lingo that I don't like to hear analyze this, to let them know that our expansive vocabulary going to come out, even in simple, the gamut. I like, Ronnie, it sound good or no? Seriously, it sound good. Hey, check this out, Rocky. One of the big beneficiaries of the GI Bill is arguably one of the greatest Virgin Islanders, a man named Vaughn Hodge, you know? Okay, remember now? Remember Vaughn Hodge? Yeah, remember Vaughn Hodge?
Yes.
He was out there in Fort Carson out in Colorado, right? And that's before he came back home, and then he went back to law school. See, Ducks, me and you ain't went back, but at least Judge Hodge went back. You check what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And all that goes, so definitely want to give a shout out. One thing, when I call him, he said, look, now, I go down to the VA. You know what I mean? And Rocky, that's emblematic of what you were speaking about, where got to go down to the VA. That mean they go to Puerto Rico. He's supposed to got one here, man. I need something here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You check?
Yeah.
And he approaching 90 or no? Remember, he's a class of 52. Right, so that means he banned sometime in 34 or 35. So he approaching 90 sometime soon. Yeah,
this is he's at a class by himself. I mean, getting back to what Ronnie was saying, that we have so many scholars that have come to the Virgin Islands per capita,
yeah,
and like he said, in all fields, you know, whether it's in law. What is education?
Medicine.
You name it. In medicine, we have them all over.
Engineers.
Just in this small territory.
Yeah, man.
This small territory. And we go out there and we compete among the best of them. And a lot of times, we don't really show our strength, you know, because sometimes we don't show up. But we are among the best of them. And that's what I like about us as a people. We are Virgin Islanders who are proud. I'm one of them. I feel proud about who we are, the things that we do. But I get kind of, you know, in a different space when I know that we do good things and we start to do different things that shows a side that not who we are. And those are the things that kind of bothers me.
But
you got to bother you. It has to bother you.
Yes, sir.
And we need to feel ashamed. Let me leave it there.
No, but we're right. Allah, you're right. And Docs, in many instances, the Virgin Islands was ahead of the game. I mean, let's face it. The first place to recognize Martin Luther King Day is where?
The Virgin Islands.
The Virgin Islands. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I mean, we could beat up on each other until kingdom come. The reality is, at some point, we got to start giving our own flowers. And outsiders have recognized our potential long before us in many areas. I mean, Rocky, I always tease you about you telling me about Tektite, right? They recognize here in the Virgin Islands that as it relates to marine biology and marine research and all that stuff, we had natural resources that was a good place for them back in 1969. This is 2023. Next year gonna make what 55 years, right? And then we had and St. Croix, Ronnie, you went to school in Jersey. We had Fairleigh Dickinson. We had the lab here and St. Croix.
That's right. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So people have recognized our potential. Look, Docs, you and I don't talk about this. They didn't buy us just because they wanted to buy us. They bought us for a reason, not the season.
Yeah, they bought us for that. That military
tactical
protection.
Yes, the tactical location. Yeah.
Yeah. Right between the middle and the Panama Canal. They didn't want, and that was his name, to be able to have access
and
to the Caribbean.
And it goes back to the Civil War, where they didn't want the German them to come. Remember, Germany were looking at us from back in the middle. Civil War time, Germany were looking. You check?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we had the open harbor here.
The harbor there. Oh,
the gosh. The capital, you know what I mean?
The capital. Ronnie, let Ducks, and to a lesser extent, Rocky, because Rocky have got a lot of Cruzian vote. Ducks never get a Cruzian vote in the life, right? So. But Ronnie, we could let Ducks know at any time if you want to get into that. Today is a good day. Memorial Day is a good day to that. So talk to Ducks and tell him to cool out. Okay, Ronnie, I'm begging you, please. Yeah, Rocky.
Virgin Islanders.
No. All of that there. I don't have a problem with you using the word. It's how you pronounce it. You know what I'm saying? I got a problem with that. You're stressing the last syllable, and I got a problem with it. Ronnie, talk to your friend. I'm begging you, please. Talk to me.
He can't rub it in like that all the time.
Not all the time. We'll take it ever so often, but today we got good camaraderie, Memorial Day, and he rubbing it in. By the way, Ronnie, let Ducks know, right? That the harbor that we got down there by Martin Marietta, that infrastructure, since he believes the only harbor of value is the one for the capital there in Charles de Mali, let him know that what we got down there by Martin Marietta, that inlet there between Hess and Harvey, that's infrastructure that is worth millions that we haven't maximized either.
That's another money maker.
I know about that. That's where
we were supposed to be controlling the Caribbean for transshipment and everything.
Ronnie, watch ya. All of a sudden, he double back, Ronnie. Watch ya. Anyway, great way to end the first hour. When we come back, gentlemen, you know what we're going to talk about, right? You know what we're talking about. When we come back, I'm going to just leave it at that. We'll take a break. Come back right after this.
The views and opinions expressed on Analyze This are entirely those of the on-air participants and do not reflect those of the station's board, management, staff, or underwriters.
They make an unmistakable sound. But woodpeckers are incredibly varied. And these charismatic birds drum in almost every forest. Everywhere in the world. Think you know the woodpecker? Think again. This is The Whole Story.
On Nature, Woodpeckers, Wednesday, June 7th at 9:30 p.m. on WTJX-TV, Channel 12.
On Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, we are not afraid to stand up to the high and mighty like Jeff Bezos.
He had that big cowboy hat on. He looked like a shrink ray had hit Garth Brooks.
I'm Peter Sagal. Join me as we speak truth to power, at least until power agrees to buy us out, on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Saturdays at 1 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. right here on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.